Thank you, Mr. Chairperson. Since this is the first time I'm taking the floor, let me first congratulate you on your assignment as the chair of this meeting. I thank the panelists for the fruitful presentation as well. Mr. Chairperson, the year 2001 signified a breakthrough in terms of speaking out against racism and racial discrimination with one united voice. The Durban Conference Against Racism, Racial Discrimination, Xenophobia, and Related Intolerance shall be commemorated as a turning point for recognizing the agonies of the past, the way fellow humans had been mistreated, persecuted, and tortured to death in cold blood because of their different color, race, and ethnicity by those other human beings who misconceived themselves to be superior racially or otherwise. 20 years after that landmark declaration, we are still far from achieving the lofty objectives of that conference. Worse yet, the situation has visibly deteriorated as many old and new manifestations of discrimination and intolerance continue to afflict societies. The recent case of brutal murder of George Floyd in the United States is only the tip of the iceberg. African Americans and other racial minorities are increasingly harassed and persecuted in the US in a systematic way. Xenophobia, hatred, Islamophobia, and other forms of intolerance almost always originate from an illusory sense of superiority, including under the effect of colonial era mindset over others. The international context has exacerbated the situation. The dangerous tendency on the part of the United States to resort to systematic knee-on-neck policy at world level by applying unilateral coercive measures against other nations is a visible sign of their malign supremacist attitude. One can hardly talk about racism without recalling the atrocities going on in the occupied Palestinian territories. The Palestinians are now living under the brutal military apartheid. We would like to highlight the relevance of the UN General Assembly Resolution 3379, dated 10th November 1975 in this context. Combating racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia, and related intolerance requires a genuine collective endeavor by us all to cultivate a culture of inherent equality of humankind and rejection of any sort of superiority. There is no doubt, Mr. Chair, that imposing unilateral coercive measures are a new form of racism and is violation of the ICERD and infringe the UN Charter, international law and international human rights law and the principle of self-determination. Unilateral sanctions against a nation and the economic siege of millions of people are one of the examples of discrimination and racism. The US maximum pressure on pharmaceutical companies for not selling medicine to Iran is one of the most embarrassing examples of discrimination, new form of racism and crime against humanity in the modern world, which deprives the targeted people of their right to health. In spite of numerous international calls for lifting unilateral coercive measures during the pandemic by Secretary General, High Commissioner for Human Rights, human rights treaty bodies and special procedures of the Human Rights Council, and other regional and international groups and organizations for lifting sanctions during the pandemic, US has ignored all its international obligations in defiance to the international community and even increases sanctions on a daily basis. Just last Thursday, US sanctions 18 Iranian banks. Mr. Chair, on the eve of the 20th anniversary of the DDPA, the objective of Durban Declaration and Program of Action are far from reach and even lag behind the lowest expectations. After 20 years still, there exists a worldwide wave of contemporary forms of racism, xenophobia, Islamophobia, extremist violent movements, national populism, neo-Nazism, and fascism, and related intolerance, which threaten the enjoyment of human rights of many people around the globe. While European societies are progressively being shaped by racism and Islamophobia discourse, most of European media do not cover anti-Muslim attacks as it deserves. The world is now facing a new kind of terror rooted in anti-Muslim racism and white supremacist ideology. Regrettably, a continuation of those practices fuels racism, racial discrimination, and jeopardizes the core international human rights instruments, including the Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Racial Discrimination and the full enjoyment of civil, cultural, economic, political, and social rights. Having said that, Mr. Chair, it is necessary that the international community and the United Nations member states moving forward to the full implementation of the DDPA as a solid basis and the only instructive outcome document for the 2001 World Conference Against Racism, Racial Discrimination, Xenophobia, and Related Intolerance. My delegation rejects and condemns any doctrine and practices of superiority of people or individuals on the basis of national origin, racial, religious, ethnic, or cultural differences. We emphasize the need to promote and respect for cultural diversity and the need to seek common ground among and within civilizations in order to address common challenges to humanity and threaten shared values, universal human rights, and the fight against racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia, Islamophobia, radicalism, violence, through cooperation, partnership, and inclusion. We request the Secretariat to take note of our comments and duly reflect in the reports and recommendations and conclusions of the report. I thank you, Mr. Chair.